Welcome, 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 everyone. Did you know that the next workforce normal is actually allowing the corporate female executive or entrepreneur to create ultimate autonomy in where they work, how they work, and what products or services they offer? We will be discussing today, I'm so excited, we will be discussing how you can stop applying for jobs and start applying for freedom. So today's guest, business coach Kelly Dalbach, is going to discuss with us mindsets that are holding women in the workplace back from achieving freedom. We're also going to talk about common mistakes women in the workplace make that keep them from being successful. And lastly, five critical steps to create freedom, no matter what the title. So let's get on with the show, shall we?
Are you ready to create riches in your work and life? It's time for Shedding the Bitch Radio and TV, where you can discuss, debate, and get advice on how to discover and shed the bitches of fear, insecurity, self-doubt, and negativity, so you can realize your dreams and life purpose and create and accelerate the riches in life you deserve. So let's welcome your ball of fire host, Bernadette Bowes.
Good day, good day, good day, everyone, and good day, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bernadette, and all of the viewers for allowing me to be here today.
Oh, I'm so excited, and I absolutely love this subject, not only because I was a corporate executive who, you know, left and found my freedom, but because I know that there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now that people are just trying to figure out, and especially corporate women are trying to figure out, what can I be doing to find myself more freedom? But before we dive into the subject, let me ask you, I know a bit about your background from just, you know, looking online and researching you, but help our listeners and viewers understand what kind of brought you to this place of wanting to help corporate professionals to stop applying for jobs and apply for freedom.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to share my path, because sometimes it is an opportunity for sparking creativity in others. I have been in the healthcare field for 16 years. And I worked my way up the corporate ladder, you know, much like many of us, and always had the intention of meeting my goals and objectives of, you know, self-fulfillment for my family as well as myself and my dreams. And when I got to the top, if you will, I didn't feel fulfilled. So about a year ago, I decided to pursue becoming a professional coach. And that allowed me to really hit sync in part of who I was. And it was an exploration of identifying, this has been a part of me all along. I've managed sales teams. I have run, you know, meetings. I've been part of an executive team. And being a coach is really about, you know, allowing others the space for their own creativity, but also allowing yourself. And so when I identified part of who I was with becoming a coach, there was really no looking back in terms of it, you know, creating the freedom for myself. And I wanted to help others explore what freedom meant for them. So about a year ago, actually June 2020, one, I left corporate America. I had to think about that. I don't know where time goes, but I left corporate America and launched my coaching business. And now I truly specialize in not only, you know, if it's entrepreneurs or corporate executives, but finding that peace of mind and what freedom means to you as an individual.
Right. Now I noticed too, and the part that I love because I went through it, I noticed that it looks like there might be two targets that you have. One is those corporate individuals that want to leave corporate and start their own business, and then one that has their own business already?
Yes. So there is an opportunity really linking the two around the concept of freedom, right? And so I empower individuals to not always have the all or nothing mindset, right? Because especially when I was starting out, I left corporate, started my business. I know some people, you know, do both of them forever, do three of them forever. And so I found limitation in holding the mindset all or nothing in what our career could hold. And so, yes, my target clients and who I can support is individuals that want to add and explore additional streams of revenue or job opportunities without the risk of having to jump up and leave what they're doing now.
Right.
It's really the key word being that exploration of finding, you know, finding your interest and finding your niche.
Oh, that's so exciting. And I can only imagine that's so exciting for those individuals as well, because I certainly recall mine. And just how exhilarating it was. At the same time, a little scary, but I am curious, and maybe it's just like what you found. So how do you kind of help corporate professionals, for instance, to recognize that there are other opportunities? You know, aren't corporate professionals like so heads down, they have a difficult time looking up and going, oh, wait, there's a world outside of my, you know, my four walls that I might want to be considering. So are there things that you do in order to kind of help them kind of get triggered into considering other options?
I would say it is answering the voice that's already speaking to them in an external form.
Nice.
So there are our own intuitions, our own inner voice, our own yearning, whatever that looks like for you, it's there. And the more information that you sync with it, whether it's, you know, listening to this podcast or, you know, doing something that you love and surrounding yourself with those in that industry, something is syncing with that inner voice, and that
right.
inner voice gets louder. And so I would say I'm part of the environment to help strengthen that inner voice.
Yes.
But people typically come to me with like, okay, I'm to the point where I can't quiet it. It's getting louder and I need to, you know, I'd like to learn more. I'm not in the business of, none of us are really in the business of convincing anyone because there's really no such thing. It's
right,
free world, right?
Right, correct.
So it is part of that opportunity to help strengthen and align that voice with support, because we all owe it to ourselves to just to learn, right?
Absolutely.
To learn, explore, and talk.
Yes. Are they, just for our listeners and viewers, do you find that they're at a certain chronological age, or is it a stage, or like with all the reshuffling that's been going on in the last couple of years? You know, what is it that they're looking for? What are those professionals looking for? And do you see any characteristics that are similar across those that come to you?
Yes, I would say that there is an innate desire to fulfill a purpose. And they have transcended the desire to find a job. They understand that it's a longer term answer and a longer term path. And while it may be a job change in the interim of where they're headed, I'm not a coach for helping you, you know, up-level your next job opportunity and, you know, whatever that may look like. It's
right.
really about understanding what comes next and aligning with your truer self, as opposed to, like I said, a job description or a job market.
Right. Yeah. Well, because you're looking for freedom, you know, and freedom kind of, you need to let all the stereotypical chains, fall away from you and actually expose yourself. Don't you find that it's a very vulnerable process that you help, you know, then go through to really kind of dig deep and really kind of acknowledge what it is that they truly want to be doing and how they can use all of their expertise to have their own business and to serve other people?
Absolutely. It is vulnerability, humility, honesty, integrity, and then excitement. Because once you've found it, that's the exciting part. Then it's like, boom, off to the races. But that process of becoming aligned with your truth and shedding all of these identities, setting these job titles, setting these expectations, all of the things that we are reacting to is a very humbling and vulnerable process. But again, going into that, you know, like I said, it's harder at some point to quiet the voice than it is to follow it. And that's honestly what was the turning point for me, that it was harder to stay where I was than it was to open the door to where I was headed.
Yeah. And having the guts to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
And having the guts to, is that where a new coaching came from?
Yes.
So new is a word play of finding a new?
Yes. It has its roots in Greek mythology and following, part of your alignment with the truth. And again, a new business and a new life, a new freedom. So
what have you found to be the key things? What's critical to really establishing a mindset? Because like you said, there's a lot that goes into this, and they get so much out of it, but they also have to be prepared going in with a certain mindset, wouldn't you say? And if so, what are those characteristics or those traits?
I would say, regardless if you're looking to expand or replace your current stream of income or way of making a living, it's a CEO mindset. So it's really one of creativity, understanding that it's not all personal. There are risks to be taken. There are also business decisions to be made. And so it really takes that unwavering CEO mindset from a business lens to understand where you are, where you want to go, and everything along the way. While many times people do become entrepreneurs in the space of their own brand, some may be opening a restaurant or opening a spa, opening a gym, being able to separate yourself from the business that you're trying to create is really, really critical in being able to establish a successful business and make the transition, or being able to separate yourself from where you are currently to adding a side hustle or doing something in your charity of choice or whatever that looks like.
Right. Yeah, because I could just go back to when I was answering the call that I was getting. And I didn't even understand the whole CEO mindset at the time. And so I love the fact that that's where you focus, making sure that they have that CEO mindset. What do you find in corporate professionals that work to their favor when it comes to, and you mentioned them about your own story, but when it comes to really stepping out and going out on their own, what are they bringing with them that they might think, I don't have any skills to go and start my own. I've had all this infrastructure given to me, So what have you found to be some key things that they should recognize and acknowledge that they're ready and capable to go out on their own and find that freedom?
So one, I think, is just true grit and commitment. Whether we are working because, we feel that we need to complete our KPIs to keep our job, we're competing with our peers many times in that environment, that attitude and discipline is absolutely necessary to weather the storm of, being your own boss and being a CEO.
Right.
I would also say that being able to multitask, especially in the last year, with everybody's job descriptions really expanded. And I believe we're headed into a place where we've almost maximized the expansion capability. And now I believe that we will see the workforce economy go back to specialists. But if you were part of the expansion over the last 10 years, it didn't really matter your job title. Most people should say, can you get the job done?
Right.
So I think just the sheer resilience of the corporate employee amongst the shifting dynamic and job responsibilities, reshuffling in their own departments, moving positions, and being handed lots of different scenarios to be flexible and still be successful is going to be very helpful in the transition.
Yeah. So on the contrast of that, what are the biggest struggles or mistakes that they're making, especially women are making, that's holding them back from really finding their freedom?
I think it is the lack of being comfortable being the voice and being the final voice. you know, as women in the corporate workplace environment, many times we have a voice, but it's not always that final say. And so being comfortable with being able to say, this is the final way, and there are going to be just like in our job today, but there's something different in that mindset of being the final sign-off that can inhibit the action from being taken, because it's like waiting for that someone to give you permission.
Yeah. I find that fascinating with women, and I never really thought about it until you just brought it up, because especially if they're moms or, you know, or house, you know, the head of the house, not necessarily that they're not working. You know, I have five sisters and I have a lot of female friends, and I just see them, you know, really kind of taking control. They're the final decision makers. They, you know, they say yes or no to what happens within their household. And yet you're right. They don't even recognize that they're so good at it and confident at it in their house, but they're not when it comes to going into their office. Is that what you find as well?
Yes. I think that it is decades of culture and just the role that women have played. And it's also been shown over the last 12 months that there were more women to stay home with their kids and take the flexibility over the pandemic. So I hesitate to say that we've ever taken a step backwards, but it is definitely, you know, an era of evolutionizing the workforce. And I think being able to understand where your strengths are and really know that somebody is going to pay Bernadette regardless of how she wants to work and where she wants to work, because she's Bernadette. She brings this skill set that is superior to anyone in this category is what's going to help shift it back for women to, you know, continue the empowerment in the workforce.
And is that what you're finding with your clients, that even though they finally kind of listen to their voice and they, you know, they've move forward, that once they are establishing themselves, they still question their worth and their value when they are running their own business? Do you find that they still struggle there? And is that one area that you help them with?
Yes. I mean, it's practice. It is a mindset shift. And I will always say it's practice. I mean, something that you've been doing, me personally, with 16 years of doing it, asking permission, going through lots of chains of command, it was normal. And so it's not only shedding what I knew as normal, but gaining confident in the new. So the more you practice, the more confident you become. But yes, you know, as time goes on, get successes along the way. And a support group is extraordinarily important in all of this too. We're not alone. We're not alone. There's lots of people out there. The worst thing we can do is think that we're doing this alone.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to talk to you about that. But I on that other note about worthy and value, the one of the things that I kind of took with me from corporate, and I was fortunate enough to, two things. I was fortunate enough to have a confidence level that was like a little bit higher than actually I should have had. but at the same time, I was also in a pre-sale consulting role. So there was always a value for a good number of years before I became a, you know, VP and whatnot. But there was a value placed on my billability, you know. And yes. So when I went out on my own and I started coaching and consulting myself, I thought, well, if I'm making X when I was in corporate and they're paying for it, well, I'm not going to diminish that. That's what I'm going to start at. And then even over the years, it's gone up as, you know, as a result of the work that I do. Is that a technique? Was I just nuts to do it that way? Or is that something that you might talk with your clients about, you know, so they kind of get an idea of really what their worth is? They're making $200,000 in corporate. They should be able to target and feel confident that they can do that on their own. But yet so many don't.
Yes, great point for consideration and discussion. There is a varying degree of confidence in all of our worth. And whether it's on the job or off the job or at home, it really depends on the individual. And so I always suggest to start with someone that you know, like, close the deal. Focus on closing the deal, getting your confidence up, and let's supplement the income in other ways if it's not right where you were. And so they're not stressing that they have to express this value that they don't truly believe in.
Believe in, yes.
Because that is, that's where, I mean, when there's conflict and misalignment in that, you can see it, hear it, and feel it. I've been through it.
Yeah.
Personally and with others. So
right.
It's really important to recognize, and like you said, become aware of that. And so that your confidence, there is almost no question, because as you know, the momentum gets going and the momentum gets going and you want to head it in the right direction.
Yeah. But there's those lulls, which then start the, you know, the bitches, as I call them, to start reeking that, oh my God, I must not be good enough because I'm not getting any business yet. But yet the world just fell apart and it has nothing to do with you.
Yes. Yes.
I'm expressing my own stuff, Kelly. I'm expressing
yes,
my own
no,
junk.
That's good. We're learning from each other in this.
Yeah, crazy. Well, I know you have, it sounds like it's a framework or a process, but 5 steps to freedom. And I would love for you to walk us through it and help us to understand what that is.
Absolutely. So we know that freedom for especially a lot of Americans is tied to financial freedom first. And so the first component of the 5 steps that I work with in my program is the financial budgeting and planning. Where are you? Where do you want to be? And how can we get there with a roadmap that makes sense for you? And so that's why I started this conversation, like the whole all or nothing. And if it's unrealistic to make that all or nothing transition, it's important to understand what that looks like. And that may, you know, be taking on a few different jobs, keeping one job and working your side job at night, mm-hmm. Changing or keeping your living lifestyle expenses the same. You know, again, people feel different about them. It all comes down to values and right. What you value the most.
Right.
So really getting honest and looking at that from a financial standpoint first, so there's not surprise. Well, there's always surprises in any process or any life transition.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
We're getting honest. High value for me. We're getting honest. But that's the first. So the financial planning and budgeting. And being realistic about what we think it will take to build the business or build the side stream of income. You know, a lot of people want to get more interested in real estate or get more interested in maybe it's a stock or just expand their idea of how they can create income besides salary.
Right.
Because the salary is what is really restrictive. The second one is uncover your superpowers and find your passion and assess your values. So this is where I say, when you're in a role, people are paying for 20% of your skill set and you are, the other 80% is all of this other stuff that's been added along the way. But if you can identify that 20% of your job description that you love, that you are in the top 1% of all corporate professionals, and you can find your way to really just unleashing that value. Like you had said, Bernadette, it sounds like you found that for you. And you're like, well, this is like, I'm like top tier in this skill set.
Yeah.
Don't dilute that with all these other shoulds, because we're not supposed to be everything.
No. Amen to that. Did everybody hear that? Did all you ladies hear that? You don't have to be everything to everybody. Yes. Yes.
Yes. So understanding your superpowers, like I said, and finding your passion, because any change of any kind is extraordinarily difficult. But when you can find a passion that will carry you through, that's important.
Yeah.
You know, that is going to be what keeps you going along the way. So number three, evaluate your superpowers and your passion and your values with your current career. So that's when you know. You write it down, you circle it, there's worksheets, there's all kinds of tools out there, and then you put right next to it what you're doing in your life, and you're like, whoa.
It's true.
It is really true. Yep. And it's really, I'm not trying to oversimplify the process. I'm trying to oversimplify the ahas. And because the work that you do is in between.
Right. Well, and you also said the work that you do is almost like, and the skill set you're utilizing is only 20% of what you're capable of. So finding that 80% or even a portion of that 80% is, you know, is like exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You find time.
Yeah.
Because your energy is drained doing these other things that, you know, don't fulfill you or, you know, and don't get me wrong. There are still things that you do that aren't everybody's ideal.
Right.
Especially when you're starting out, but at least you know that and you can kind of plan ahead of it. So then so step three is really taking a look at the pathway to get from point A to point B. And so maybe it's starting a new business. Maybe it's a completely new industry. Maybe it's taking a sabbatical because they're like, oh my gosh, I want more time with their kids. And all that normalization is like the turning point that basically shifts the mindset.
Yeah. Well, and before you move on, I have to acknowledge that I love that because some people might be listening and they might be thinking, well, this is, you know, they're just talking about, you know, me from a corporate perspective going and starting a new job. And it's not that. It's find who you are, what you really want and the skill set that you really have, because it could open up not only to find another, you know, to go from corporate to being on your own, but also, like you said, taking a sabbatical, you know, going into a different industry. So I love that. I love that.
Yeah, completely normalizing that it's okay to want something that you desire, to have desires. Because the more that we quiet them, like, you know, the louder they have to get until usually life circumstance or, you know, God, the universe answers it.
Right.
And then it's unplanned. So getting to know that and in tune with that before, like I said, external forces come is powerful and accepting it.
Yeah.
Number four is mastering the CEO and freedom mindset. And so you have the steps that go from point A and point B, but trying to fit in the new vision while still having these, you know, sometimes 30, 40, 50 years of how things are supposed to be. And I don't mean even just our career at this point. I mean, I take it back to socialism in like 1850 and 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of play, then Henry Ford in the factories, the 8-hour work day, pay people more salaries for that could do that, you know, and on and on and on and on. And so we are completely revolutionizing, you know, the workforce all the way back to where it was, not where it was, but as big of a change, I believe, if not bigger than, you know, the 8-hour workday. So,
absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you know, they even say that time is a concept that man created. And so all these other things you're talking about, they're just things that man created, and 99% of them were actually from the gender man. Versus women. And now, you know, it's getting all changed, which is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And you have to allow yourself to, in this step, really take in new streams of what you want to believe as true.
Right.
And so sometimes that means new streams of information, new books, new networks, new friends, whatever that means. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere if you're trying to get out of the 9 to 5 and want to get here because nobody's talking about that, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's, you can't just replace an old belief. You literally have to allow yourself the process to believe it.
Yeah.
And that comes with not only telling our brains, but allowing it to take in information besides just from our own environment.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. You ready for number 5?
I am.
All right. Number 5 is creating health and wealth. So up to this point, you know, we've talked a lot about freedom and aligning with who we are. The health and the wealth part comes naturally. It comes naturally once you have aligned with your version of what that freedom is. Because the health and the wealth get stuck in fear of change. And so when that resistance has been processed through the creating what you ultimately desire, the other components of life flow easier to us because we've already accepted that we don't believe the truth that we are living.
Right. Okay, but let me make sure I understand, help me understand for everyone else, is as you are recognizing what you truly want, that's making you more happy. That is opening yourself up to new ideas and new opportunities and new things, which then kind of feed the soul, maybe the mind and the heart, of which then you become more consciously aware and intentional about taking care of yourself, both health-wise, which then translates into financial abundance as one of the abundances. Is that basically?
Yes, because you're aligned and you've really worked to remove the resistances in all of these other areas.
Right.
Whenever there's resistance in one area of our life, the pattern may show up in your relationship with your significant other, your relationship with your kids, your relationship with work. And so when you work to resolve those through alignment with what you really want, the rest of it flows more easily to you because you're being honest with yourself and you're not going out to try and be who you used to be.
Yeah.
It comes to the person that you are. And so of course it comes easier.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I mean, I'm so relating to this conversation because when I left corporate, not necessarily on my terms, that's a story for another day. I really just saw myself, as many women you probably work with do, you know, I just saw myself as this corporate, you know, executive and, you know, who was a certain way and lived in a certain box and whatnot. And when I started working on what you're talking about, oh my God, it was the most liberating, freedom thing. I wish I'd known you back then. You would have gotten me through it much faster.
Your words are kind. Thank you.
Yeah, but you know, so I want other people to relate that what Kelly is doing is really, you know, giving you the opportunity to open yourself up to think to a happiness and a joy and a being that you've never probably experienced yet. Truly, you know, because that's been my journey, and you know, and I know for your clients. From what I read and look at, they gain the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And is there a particular name to these five steps that you just walked through? Like, is there a framework?
The pathway to freedom.
Ah, pathway to freedom. Love it. Okay. So let me make sure if I'm a good student. Financial planning and budgeting.
Yeah,
was number one. Uncover your superpower.
Yeah.
Evaluate and normalize.
Yes.
Where you are. Master the CEO and freedom mindset and create health and wealth. Damn, girls, that's awesome. That's so exciting. That is so exciting. That's very cool. Pathway to freedom. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, what would you say to someone out there that might be listening to this? Who is kind of like hemming and hawing, what would you say to them to say, you know, hey, I'm here, you know, like, let's talk. But like, what would you say to them that they should just, you know, start to do in order to have the same opportunities that, you know, other individuals that, you know, you've worked with have experienced?
I would say be willing to talk, be willing to share, and explore. We owe it to ourselves and our future generations to be honest with our own desires. And our kids aren't going to be working on the same stuff we're working on. Are the future generations, right? They're going to be talking about the normalization of the workforce.
Right.
So we want to be able to help bridge that for them. And it's coming. You know, it's like I said, it's coming regardless because I see it as a future evolution in the workforce and in the human. So be willing to explore because people want to help. I want to help. And I don't want to help because I have all of the answers because I don't. I want to help because I think you're worth it. And I think that you deserve whatever your pathway looks like.
Right.
And the more that you express that, answers are everywhere, but we keep it inside.
Yeah.
So start with a phone call to your best friend or phone call to your mom. It's like, oh my gosh, or whoever that is, maybe a mentor in a different industry. But just write it down if you're too scared to talk about it. Just talk because people want to help people. It's part of who we are. And so you getting honest about what you want is actually fueling someone else to give.
Right, right. Right. I love that. So that's the talk. Because I was curious. I knew what the exploring was about. But the talking and sharing, I wanted to make sure, and I'm glad you got into that, is just literally physically talk. And then share is share what it is that you want with others and allow them to help you. Is that it?
Yes.
That's awesome. Talk, share, and explore.
Exposure. Exposure is just one of my like words in the space right now too. It's like you want to be, whatever you want to be. Go find a club, find a group. I mean, we know there's a gazillion groups for anything out there, and so just get interested. And you could be a fly on the wall. You know, be a fly on the wall. But
so exposure meaning what exactly?
Exposure to whatever that is. So you said explore.
Oh, okay.
Explore or exposure. Whether it's an area of interest, your passion, whatever that is, expose yourself to information and other people.
Right. Try something new. Is that what you're saying?
New. In that area of what you're interested. Yes.
Right. Awesome. Now I know you have a download or something that you can say. It's all around a career clarity assessment. Can you share with us what that's about?
Yeah, the free career clarity assessment is really in and around just a taste of what that step three is. So it is a one-on-one discussion with me to talk and evaluate, you know, very openly what's important to you and where you want to be. And so it's a 10,000 foot view to help you understand what would be the first steps of that journey or what it would look like. And it will give you that sense of, oh my gosh, I could potentially have the next discussion, or, okay, I need to think about this some more. It's my gift to individuals that are interested in just learning more about how to close the gap of fulfillment or freedom in their life.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no harm to you just taking that time to talk, share, and expose. Right?
Love
it. Okay. So anyone listening or watching, and you are kind of like in a tug of war with yourself, trying to figure out, you know, what is my voice trying to tell me? Because something's happening and I just can't figure it out. Definitely email her, Coach Kelly at anewcoaching.com. And that's anewcoaching.com. And mention the free career clarity assessment and hook in with her. And check out on her website, check out all about her and learn all about her. She has very varied interests. So definitely check that out and just be sure to talk, share, and expose.
Yeah.
Any last comments or any last thoughts that you would have for our listeners and viewers?
I want to say thank you to you for your work that you have done internally, because it shows up in your work externally and making an impact. And thank you to all of your listeners and your community that you've built, because together we are the bridge to the new normal.
Oh my God, I love that. Together we are the bridge to the new normal, according to Kelly Dahlback. Please check her out at anewcoaching.com. Kelly, thank you so much. This has been fabulous.
Likewise. I so appreciate it. And namaste.
And namaste. Thank you so much. And for everyone, oh my gosh, check it out, anewcoaching.com. Check out her clarity assessment and be sure to talk, share, and expose. Learn her pathway to freedom framework, I'll call it, and just simply be sure that you're just taking care of you and tapping into those desires that you have for yourself. But in the meantime, Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. And be sure to go out to any one of our streaming services or to our Shedding the Bitch YouTube channel and subscribe, rate, tweet, share, post, comment. And at the same time, comment any questions or comments you have for Kelly. And I'll be sure that she gets those. All right. So until next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern time, have a rich, prosperous week. And I will see you then. Take care, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for taking part in Shedding the Bitch Radio and TV with Bernadette Bowes. We would love to know what your biggest takeaway was. Go to Shedding the Bitch on Facebook or YouTube and leave a comment. You can also subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and YouTube so you don't miss a single episode of the show. And with your input, we can help other powerhouse women just like you find the show and decide if it's right for them. Learn more about Bernadette at balloffirecoaching.com. See you next week.
What you doing? You're not getting anything. Nothing for you. Nothing for you. Fine, getting.